bones in them. How are you? Happy in the answer or? Happy, ever happy. Hope you have heard today's Bhog message. Bhog message. What is in Baba's mind for his great children? We can understand. He always says that you have to become the embodiment of all qualities, purity, powers, divine virtues. But today he was saying, do you remember? You have to become a statue, worship-worthy statue, and you have to give sakas to the world. In all messages nowadays, we are listening that we have to give sakas to the world, vibrations to the world. And we must know our vibrations affect the souls because we are ancestors, forefathers. So we are concerned to all souls of this world. We are related. I can say we are connected to all souls of the world. We are in the root. So our vibrations go them immediately, very effectively. Our vibrations go to all souls of the world. Here was one very powerful, meaningful version in Baba's Molli. You are the ancestor souls. Your each and every thought, your purity, your good stage, your charitable deeds give power to all souls of all religions. Therefore, you receive multi-million times reward, fruit of that. So we must be aware of this, that our life, our stays, our thoughts, our deeds are so significant. They will motivate many souls. They will empower many souls. They will give peace to many souls. Because nowadays, we can feel, we can see on subtle level that punishment has already started. I used to say one thing, it seems to be true, that the period of destruction will also become Dharmaraj Puri on this earth. Everyone will have to settle their karmas during destruction. Secondly, because of many events, Brahmins will also get motivation and will move fastly towards perfection. So this destruction will serve these two purposes. One, settling karmic account. And secondly, Brahmins will learn many things. As Baba used to say, time will become your teacher. So definitely time will become teacher for everyone, and time will make all Brahmins perfect. So, we have to become the teacher of time. Great souls influence time, and time influence to those who are not so great. But the souls who are very great in the cycle, they will influence the time. They are the master of the time. Baba used to say, see how great you are. Time is waiting for you. Although it's a saying, it's true that time and tides wait for none. But time is waiting for you, great souls. You are so great on this earth. So very, very important thing for us is to recognize, to realize the value of self. We are important souls, great souls. Our presence on this earth is very important. Many years before, many double foreigners used to ask one question to Avyakt Bap Dada, and the one question was, would we come in Madhuban during the time of destruction? Do you remember? And Baba's answer was that your plane will be the last plane, or your train will be the last train, you will reach to Madhuban. But I understood one thing. You can also realize that one thing. Your presence at your place will be more important than you come to Madhuban. And you must accept it wherever you are. Madhuban will be there. Bhaktada will be there. Am I right? Baba's children, great children, are the master of nature. And this nature will create destructive scene at that time. Sometime, all human beings will realize that probably natural calamities will destroy everything, everything, including earth, sky, planets, everything. Such horrible, dangerous scene this nature will create on this earth. At that time, we, the master of nature, will just ask nature, be silent. And nature will listen to its master and will get silent. So this will be how we will give order, commands to the nature. And nature will follow us, nature will obey us. So we have to become so powerful. Today's class, you know, it's a class without topic. Would you like it? Without topic. So, because they had mentioned that we will tell you about the topic. But they are very busy, and I was also thinking a class must be without topic too. And my topic is today. So I chosen my topic. We have to become capable, worthy of giving sakas to the world. What should we do? I notice nowadays many souls with sorrow, with depression, with hypertension, with lot of pain inside, come to me too. With many problems in their family life, they come to me. I observe very minutely how many souls in this world are suffering from negative energy. Nowadays, I don't know about your country, but in India, negative energy, effect of bodiless souls, is increasing day by day. And it is becoming dangerous and dangerous day by day, and no solution. Because our medical science speaks nothing about it. They don't accept, they don't believe that such effect is there. They say it's psychiatric problem. They try to heal it, to cure it, but no result. So, I would say to you, become Master Almighty. Would you like this point? Master Almighty. What does it mean? How to become Master Almighty? How this will protect us from entire negative energy around us? Because what Baba has clarified right from the beginning, that at the end, millions and millions bodiless souls will be wandering in this space over us, and their vibrations, only vibrations, if they don't do anything, still their vibrations will affect human beings here on the earth. And they will make people peaceless, unhappy. This energy will create unnecessary problems in everyone's life. So we have to do two things at that time. We will give mukti to all these souls. We will become the bestower of mukti. And second thing, we will have to protect ourselves from their effect. Therefore, we have to become Master Almighty. I love one version from this season's Murli very much. That is very good, very inspirative for everyone. Unless you liberate all souls from sorrow, you can't go to Mukti Dham. Baba will not allow you to go to Mukti Dham unless you liberate all human beings from sorrow and sufferings. Such is our responsibility. Feel it. Our life is not for self only. We are not for our own self only. We are for entire world. Our energy will protect entire world. Our purity will protect entire world. Our yoga vibrations will help entire world. We have to prepare ourselves for this. So very important practice is the practice of Master Almighty. How to do? We will do that practice now. And we have to understand one important thing. I ask you this question. Why Baba says, you are Master Almighty? Why should we accept that we are Master Almighty? Who will answer? You know? Yes? One thing is that our Father is Almighty. But this is not perfect answer, half answer this is. Why we are Master Almighty? At the time of this Shivratri, Baba also mentioned same thing. He gave, on your birthday, I am giving you the gift of all mights. So Baba has given us all of his powers as our birthday gift. And on his birthday, which gift you all gave to him? You remember? Baba had asked, give me this gift. Anger. So it gone or came back? Finally it had gone or it came back to you? Sometime? No? Finished? I would say something to you about that too. Two simple yukti, how to get rid of from this ghost, Baba used to say, bhoot, anger, fire, it's also destructive fire. One thing, every day once, just create a vision that I am in subtle world in front of Bap Dada. And I am giving my anger to him, this gift to him. Pack it and give it to Baba every day for some days. At the same time, or if you can do, make it your first thought every morning for 7 days only. What is that first thought? My mind has become completely peaceful. I am completely peaceful. My subconscious mind has become peaceful. Let this thought enter to your subconscious mind, very deep to your subconscious mind. The moment subconscious mind accepts this thought, I am absolutely peaceful. My mind has become absolutely peaceful. So the moment our subconscious mind accepts this thought, our anger will finish. It will take no time. Because power of subconscious mind is a great power. I hope you know that 90% power of mind lies in subconscious mind, 10% in conscious mind. Now, we can understand, we are more powerful than other human beings of the world. Or we can say, we are most powerful souls in this world, so our subconscious mind is also very, very powerful. Our subconscious mind accepts those thoughts in which we have complete faith. Faith is an important thing. So every morning for 7 days only, give this thought to yourself. My mind has become absolutely peaceful. It will go there. I have mentioned one thing many times. Again, I repeat that Actually, even psychologists don't know this thing. Our very first thought, every day morning, influence our life the most. Very first thought. Because at that time, our conscious mind is completely silent. Therefore, subconscious mind is fully active. So a thought which we create in the morning, with to whom we make our first thought, will build up our life. I give you some examples. Suppose you are finding some difficulties in your life. You see that success is not coming to me. Success has gone very far away from me, but I need success. For 7 days, just create this thought in the morning. Success is my birthright. Baba has blessed me, O child. Success is your birthright. Success is my birthright. And see the result. Second example. Suppose you are sick. Body is not well. And you want to get perfect health. We all must know, when we are in sound sleep at night, our subconscious mind has got maximum healing power. So, before we fell to sleep, we must create this thought, I am perfectly healthy, I am healthy, my old sickness has gone. I am perfectly healthy. Subconscious mind will accept this thought and whole night it will heal your body. I also did it. You can also do it. Suppose you are not getting success in your service. Or sometime you experience that my fortune is not cooperating with me. My fortune is not good. In the morning, just remember this thought. God has mentioned, O child, you are most fortunate in the world. So I am most fortunate. I am most fortunate person. I am most fortunate person, and subconscious mind will accept it. And the gate of your fortune will open. This is the method. I used to teach to Indian people, specifically to mothers, those who are very poor. So it has become their habit. They keep saying, I am poor. I am very poor. I am very poor. So what happens? Their subconscious mind accepts it. You are poor. Be poor. Remain poor. I teach them. Change your thought. God has mentioned me. I am the richest in the kalp. I am rich. I am rich. I am very wealthy. I am very wealthy. And as soon as they change their thought, their poverty started finishing. So our own thoughts create our life. Whatever we got this life now, it is the result of our past thoughts. Our present thoughts will create our future life. So So if we want to enjoy bright future, we must create good and positive thoughts for self. Nowadays I am teaching this technique to all. Be good to your own self. Create good thoughts, positive thoughts, elevated thoughts for your own self. Get rid of such thoughts. I am very weak. I cannot get victory over Maya. I cannot do this service, that service. No. Think good for self. My future is very bright. I am a good soul. I am most fortunate soul. So this way, good thoughts will create bright future. So come again to the same point. I am Master Almighty. What will happen by creating this thought? Baba has given us all of his powers. All powers of Almighty are here, down to me. I am the embodiment of all God's powers. But they are not in active forms. They are in dormant form. If we create this thought that we are Master Almighty, our all powers become active. We activate all of our powers by creating this thought. So let us practice for some moments. Red light. लाल लाइट करो भाई है लाइट वाले सुरेश हैं लाल लाइट ट्यून बजाएंगे जस्ट बी दिस गुड फीलिंग आई एम मास्टर ऑलमाइटी ऑलमाइटी बाबा हैज गिवन मी ऑल ऑफ हिज पावर्स I am the embodiment of all God's powers. I am most powerful soul in this world. From each and every part of my body, vibrations of might are going out. I have become might house. Just see to Shiva Baba in soul world, Almighty in soul world. Now his rays of might are coming down to me. God's energy is entering me. Om Shanti. So believe it. I am Master Almighty. I can give might to entire world. I have to give might to entire world. So the method of giving sakas to the world easy method. Baba has shown many times these visions in trance. Create a globe in front of you. A big globe. You can create a globe just as in front of wall. Big globe. And be in the feeling, in this awareness, I am Master Almighty. And from me, from forehead, from two eyes, vibrations of might are going to the globe. If you do, for 1 minute only, for 1 minute, 3-4 times a day, one minute, it will help to improve concentration power and you will enjoy your yoga very much. So let us do again this practice of giving sakas to the globe. Create a big globe in front of your eyes or here on the wall, front wall. Big globe, I am Master Almighty, from me. Powerful rays of might are going to the globe. La light. Om Shanti. And we must believe this, that our vibrations this way will reach to entire world. Because this is very subtle theory of our thoughts. I give you one example. You can understand many things with this one example. In India, the biggest exam, government's exam, it is called IAS, for Indian Administrative Service, IAS, highest level of exam. So one sister was giving this exam, but she was little bit afraid of many things. Examination fear she had. She gave me ring, what to do? Only 15 days had been left to appear the exam. And she had lot of fear in her mind, what to do? Listen carefully, I suggested her, just be in this awareness, I am Master Almighty. Baba has given me all of his powers. The questions. Now the third thought, the questions I prepare will come into the exam. She was laughing, how it will appear? How it will work? I try my best to convince her, believe it, have full faith in this philosophy. If you practice, I am Master Almighty, God's powers are working with me, the questions I prepare will come into the exam. because there are many questions, 400 questions, and they have to answer them in 3 hours. So it's the exam of their intellect actually. Millions of students appear to this exam every year, and 200, 300 they have to select it, and only seats are 250 like this. So out of millions, they have to select only 250 candidates. So it's very tough. So she did not have faith in this, but I convinced her. When she was going to give the exam at 6 o'clock in the morning, she gave ring to me. That is, still I have a lot of fear in my mind. What will happen? I convinced her, no, believe it, that whatever you have prepared, you will find them on the paper. She went there, came back at 12 o'clock, immediately gave ring to me and was saying that this was the biggest wonder of my life. Whatever I had prepared, all questions were there in the paper. So I solved all 400 questions in 3 hours. Wonderful, isn't it? Then he gave 4 papers, got success. Then she asked me at the end, how did it work? So now listen, how did it work? Some professors prepared that question paper 3 months before. No one knew what was written in those papers. And now you had created this thought here, I am Master Almighty. The questions I prepare will come in the paper. So this way, your mind was connected to the mind of those professors. Their vibrations were coming to your mind. And because you were in good feeling that you are Master Almighty, therefore your mind picked up those all things and your attention went to the same questions. This is very deep philosophy. It is called universal mind. Mind is not one in all souls. Different mind, but our mind is connected to everyone's mind. Therefore, we must believe that our sakas will influence everyone's mind. We have noticed one thing in Gyan Sarovar many times. I hope you also know it. You also realize it once. A big group of judges came to Gyan Sarovar. There was a conference. Many judges were there, advocates and judges were participating in that conference. 4 of them met me at the gate. They were asking where they have to go. Then they came in kitchen at 12 o'clock. They were asking, where is dining hall? So they recognized me, that you are the same person who met us there at the gate? I said, yes. I asked them, how are you feeling here? Their answer was, when we entered this gate in the morning, our head was full of tension. We had many tension of our life in our mind. And now, after 4 hours only, we are feeling now that someone had taken our tension away. We are very fresh. Our mind has become calm and quiet, and we are enjoying this place very much. Why did I share this experience to you? We Brahmins, we great souls, we Master Almighty souls, must charge the atmosphere of the world. At least, we must charge the atmosphere of our centers. We must charge the atmosphere of our office. You can charge the atmosphere of your business center. You can charge the atmosphere of your house, of your room, so that in future, when someone will come to you, many will come to you. They will ask you, "Oh great soul, just give me drashti. Put your hand on my head. Take my sorrow away. Give me peace. Please help me. We are dying." Many persons will come to you at your door. They will say, "Just put your hand on my head and I will become peaceful. My tension will end." So, you have to prepare yourself for that. Would you prepare yourself? Would you like it? So, this thought must enter again and again in our mind that a wonderful future is waiting for me. Such a time is waiting for me when I will have to fulfill the desires of many, when I have to give the peace to many souls in this world, when destruction will start, cry, cry and cry everywhere, nothing else. Sufferings and sufferings will spread everywhere in the world. At that time, our presence at a place will be very important. You just will stand at a place, will give drashti to many, and your peaceful vibrations will make them peaceful. Such service is waiting for us. And it is our humble duty, it is our responsibility to help with those persons. We would not enjoy our sleep, we would not enjoy our food unless we satisfy them. They will not allow us to sleep, to eat. They will say, "First, give us peace." So prepare yourself. This will be a great service to human beings. For this, what we have to do? Four type of tapasya. I suggest you four kinds of meditation. Tapasya we call it. Simply, first tapasya is practice of bodilessness. Bodiless feeling. By this feeling, we store lot of energy. We become energetic. By this practice only, we would be able to give peace to others. So, not only this that I am a soul, but I am separate from this body. I have entered this body. Just give this thought to yourself. I have entered this body in order to create peace on this planet. I have come down in this body in order to purify entire nature. I have come down on this earth to give relief to the sorrowful souls in this world. This is my duty, this is my responsibility. So one kind of tapasya is tapasya of becoming bodiless. How to practice it? A very good thought we have to give to ourselves. I am a shining and glowing soul, very big, very great glow is here within me. Visualize yourself and see your glow. See the shining rays which are going out from you. I am here. Keep visualizing yourself. Just give one thought. I have entered this body. I am separate from this body. Just 1 minute. Let us practice. Lal light karenge. Just me, only soul, shining and glowing soul, powerful soul. I have entered this body like Baba. Hold some moments. Give a thought to yourself that my entire body got disappeared. All elements of this body mixed up to the elements of nature. And what is left behind? Just me, shining soul. Giving vibrations to the world. My rays are going till the last corner of this world. Just me. Om Shanti. So this practice, while being in work, moving, talking, working in office, in business, in eating, one another kind of tapasya is coming in my mind. Excluding these four, this was first one. Second one is, when we see to others, we must see them as soul. Magical effect. When we see others in soul form, it means we give them vibrations. They pick up our vibrations. If we do this practice, all our souls in the world, just from here, you can see all souls of the world, souls and souls. So your vibrations will go to them. This is second and most important tapasya. By this practice, our concentration can become perfect. We can experience a stable mind, waste thoughts, fast thoughts, ordinary thoughts, unnecessary thoughts, all can end by this practice. And one very important thing, you will get power and effect in your words. Speech. Whatever you say to others, easily they will follow. Suppose, in Laukik, you are in a responsible job. You are head, you are an officer or manager or director. Your team will follow you easily. They will cooperate with you. If you see them with such drashti that they are souls. You can add one thing. They are good souls. They are pure souls. Although they are not pure, but originally they are pure. They are good souls. They are pure souls. And their response will be very good. Very positive. Third tapasya is the tapasya of self-respect, swaman, self-esteem, great tapasya, easy tapasya, most beautiful tapasya. I would talk later on this. Fourth tapasya is just fourth one, to concentrate, to keep our intellects fixed on one. Just Baba and Baba, nothing else. Our third eye, own Baba. For 1 minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. This is the biggest tapasya for us. That fifth one which I was saying to you, probably I hope some of you would have heard about it. Some scientists from Russia made very good invention, which is very good for us, very useful for us. They had taken 2 glasses of water, same water in 2 glasses. On 1 glass, they had written, hate, hate. On 2nd glass, they had written love. They put those 2 glasses whole night in a room, same place. Next day, when they checked the water of both glasses, what they found, it's a wonderful thing. The glass written hate, very dirty black waves were created in that water. Very dirty. No one would like to drink that water. You would say, throw it outside of my room. We should not keep this glass even in our room. Glass written love got very golden, attractive waves inside. Traffic control. This way, they proved that water is very sensitive to our vibrations. I would add, not only water, milk, fruits, vegetables, grain, entire nature is very sensitive to our vibrations. You can solve many problems of your body related to purity, and you can solve many problems of your life by one practice only. When you cook your food, just make this thought your mantra, I am supremely pure soul. Accept it. I am supremely pure soul. Your drashti, which is going on different things in your kitchen, through your drashti, pure vibrations will go in the food. And when you eat that food will purify your all sense organs. So a great thing, I am supremely pure soul. At least 21 times you should remember it. And if you remember it with good feeling, I am, it's true that I am supremely pure soul. So pure vibrations will go to the food. This way you can charge milk, your tea, your water, your fruits, your vegetables. They will influence your entire life, because one very deep philosophy we all must know, main reason, main seed of all problems is negative energy. And solution of all problems is pure energy. Powerful energy. And you can use that energy with your food, water and milk. I made many experiments. I taught it to many at night before going to bed. Drink one cup of milk. Keep this milk in front of you. Give drashti. Remember, I am supremely pure soul. 21 times. Keep giving drashti. And remember it, I am supremely pure soul. Pure vibrations will go to the milk. Milk will absorb them. And when you drink that milk, it will purify you. Your sleep, your dreams will become pure. So many got free from such problems of dreams and sleep by drinking milk at night like this. You can charge water. Suppose you can make one experiment. Suppose you are tired. You came back home after doing 10 hours duty, 12 hours duty, you are back home, you are tired. Just take a glass of water. All have to do it. One glass of water. Give drashti. Remember, I am Master Almighty. Let the vibrations of might enter to the water. It will take hardly 1 minute, hardly. I am supremely pure soul. So that water is charged with might. You prepared a powerful water, and when you drink it, drink with the thought that by drinking this water, Let my body get fresh. Let me receive powerful energy. Let me become most powerful person, healthy person. And within 1-2 minutes, see the result. You will get fresh. You will experience that your tiredness gone. Do it purposely. This is also our tapasya. So don't have such thought that, oh, now I have to cook food, I am tired, this is not good thing. I have to cook food. Enjoy it. Believe that this time when you are cooking food, say 1/2 hour, 1 hour, this is the period for my good tapasya. Make it your tapasya. Enjoy it. Be very light. Now I have to prepare pure food for Baba. One thing is coming in my mind, one very great thing. Simple thing, but very great. I have learnt it from Lokik Gita, scripture in India. And then I also heard it in Baba's Gyan. Thing is, now try to understand it on subtle level. Whatever we do whole day, it's a simple consciousness in our mind. I am doing for my own self. You go to job, I am doing this job for myself. Change this thought. Talk to Baba. Baba, my each and every action is for you. I am for you. And when you get the result of that action, surrender it to Baba. Action for Baba, it's fruit for Baba. Not for me. It will divinize your actions. You will enjoy your job, your all types of actions very much. Whatever I do for Baba. Nothing for self. Everything for Baba. I gave you the example of 2 glasses of water. We can understand. If words only, love or hate, can create such powerful waves, what will happen if hate resides in our brain? What will it do? It will spoil our health. Because bad energy will go everywhere in our body. So, make yourself full of love. Create love for entire world. Create love for self. One sister from London came to me. She is a mother, old aged mother. Very good soul, although she had been in Gyan for 10 months, but I asked her, I just said her, you are very old in Gyan, 20 years old. She was laughing, no, only 10 months old. She was so mature. She came to me with a problem. She said her problem, this is my problem. What is my problem? I compare myself with others all the time. And what is that thought? Only one thought is giving lot of negative thing to me, and that thought is, Baba loves to all, Baba doesn't love to me. All the time, she was saying, when I see many Brahmins, this thought comes up in my mind. Baba loves them all. Baba doesn't love me. She said, I enjoyed Baba's Murli in Shantivan. I enjoyed everything. But as soon as Dadis went on the stage, sit with Baba, the same thought came up in my mind, Baba loves them, not to me. And entire happiness gone. So, this is negative thought about self. Create good thoughts about self. Be your own friend. Be your own friend. God loves all children. He loves me very much. Give this thought to yourself. Baba loves me very much. So be your own friend. Do you like this thought? I have to become my own friend. I have to create good thoughts for myself. Two important dharana. Very important. If you work on these 2 points, you will become very powerful in this world. One thing is, accept those things to whom you cannot change. In everyone's life, see the past. We cannot change our past. And we can see in this entire world, each and every soul has been influenced with the past. On everyone's head, there is a pressure of past, energy of the past, bad energy of the past. It is still here. So they are always under the pressure of the past. So you have to remove this pressure of the past. And for this, whatever has been happened to you, just accept that. Whatever had happened, it has happened. Gone, finished. I am free from that. Talk to yourself this way. Why I am thinking about the past? Sometimes we are not thinking, but its influence is there, subtle influence. So accept that, be in self-respect. With the power of self-respect, the effect of past will finish. Subtle philosophy. I am a great soul. Accept it. And the effect of past will end. I am very pure soul. Effect of past impurity will end. I am very powerful Master Almighty. It will make you free from entire past effect. Most powerful point. I am Master Almighty. So become your own teacher this way. And accept the thoughts of self-respect. And accept those things to whom you cannot change. In future, at the time of destruction, we all will have to accept everything. The game of destruction will take place everywhere. And there will be no other alternative except to accept that. We will have to accept. It has to happen. No other solution. Because this entire world will become empty for deities souls. Then deities will come down. Entire earth will become divine, pure, perfect. So, think deeply about this acceptance. Which things I have to accept? A person deceived you. A person did very misbehavior with you for years and years. A person insulted you all the time. A person created barriers on your way. because of a person, you had to suffer a lot in your life. Now, do accept it. Forget. Forget and forgive. Another important thing, forgive. Forgiveness is the great quality. It will cool down your mind and others' mind. I got many examples, practical experience. I teach now to the people, forgive all. Ask pardon from everyone. Your mind will become calm and cool. Second dharana, listen very carefully. Things are not big. We make them big. We keep thinking, and make every small thing into a big thing. A small thing become a big problem in front of us. Thing is not big. Problem is not big. But we consider it's a big thing. We are more powerful than everything in this world. Believe it. So make a big thing into a small thing. Make such nature. Every big thing is small. Every big thing is small for me. Oh, it's nothing. I am Master Almighty. It's nothing. Be aware this way and things will become small. I would like to give you, now today is 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 4 days for Baba. I want to give you 4 practices so that you can enjoy Baba's meeting. What do you do? Tomorrow, 12th. Just simple practice. I am a shining and glowing soul sitting here. At least 25 times. Every hour 2 times. This way it will be easy. Every hour for 2 times. Do this practice. Visualize yourself. I am a powerful, shining, glowing soul sitting in the forehead. I am self-sovereign, master of this body. Give thought, I am the master of my mind. So you will become master. Next day, 13th, just 1 practice whole day. I am Master Almighty. All Baba's powers are here with me. I am the embodiment of all powers of Almighty. From each part of my body, red rays of might are spreading out. See yourself in such a might house form. If you do it 108 times whole day, possible? 5 times per hour, say 5 to 6 times per hour, you will enjoy that day very much. Very much. And you will also feel no one is as powerful as I am. Maya is nothing in front of me. Problems are nothing in front of me. Make it an experiment for your whole life. You may sit here for class, walk, go in dining hall, go in your room, but just 5 to 6 times every hour, I am Master Almighty. In morning and evening, good feeling. Whole day, just remembrance. I am Master Almighty. I am Master Almighty. In some cases, I taught to many, they were very much frustrated. I can say nothing remained in their life to do. They accepted their defeat. They accepted that they can't do anything in their life. I just suggested them for 3 days. Take this mantra, I am Master Almighty. Recite it 1008 times a day. Means continually. Continually. Just mantra. If you don't feel anything, no feeling, no problem, no experience. No experience. Forget experience. Just repeat it, repeat it, repeat it. And after 3 days, they got new life. Wonderful experience. So many, I can say at least 1,000, they did it. So wonderful thing, because a thought we create all the time, all the time. I am Master Almighty, I am Master Almighty, I am Master Almighty. What will happen? After some time, from soul, powerful energy will go to the brain and it will open all blockages of the brain and life will become bright, happy life, peaceful life. So we can also do like this. 3rd day, 14th. I am an angel. Angel of purity. I have to give pure vibrations to entire nature. So I am an angel of purity. You can see yourself in the body of light. Many times a day, 50 times. I reduce number 50 times. Okay? 4th day, Baba's day. A wonderful practice. As soon as you wake up in the morning, create a thought, I am most fortunate soul in this world as God Himself is coming down to meet with me. I am most fortunate soul in this world. I will see God today in front of me. And then, now very, you will enjoy it very much. See that Shiva Baba is coming down just now. He is coming down, coming down, coming down. And came in front of my eyes. And his rays are coming to my face. 25 times that day. Till you reach to Shantivan. So let us end with this practice now. Lalait karein. Have a thought in your mind. I am most fortunate person in this world. I had never imagined that God will come so close to me, that He will become my friend. I am most fortunate. He Himself is coming down to decorate me. See Baba in soul world, Almighty, ocean of purity and love. And now He is coming down, coming down. Keep looking at Him. His rays are spreading in whole space. He is coming down. Came in front of my eyes. His rays are coming to me, coming to my face, coming to me, soul. Om Shanti. So do this practice for 4 days and enjoy Baba's meeting. Om Shanti.